and weakness.
Mm.
Because regulation environment have not good.
Mm.
Now government want to association help them to promote the good regulation environment.
Mm.
So this is another reason that I want to learn in Brazil.
Right, okay, around regulation.
Yes. Mm.
So what do you see as the strength of outsourcing in Brazil? What is the most attractive about Brazil?
I think Brazil and China, something is different.
Mm.
In Brazil, the domestic market covered all of multinational company.
Mm. Like Accenture, IBM,
yes,
HP.
Yes, including Novell, Lenovo.
Yeah.
But in China, domestic market focus in Chinese company.
Mm.
Chinese company. Perhaps the language reason.
So in both Brazil and China, there's very big domestic market. So language is no problem for a Chinese company to outsource to a Chinese company.
Yes.
So what do you think is the first service that can be exported? What type of export service can come from China?
Yeah, it is very impressive for me. Last 2 years, a lecture about Brazil, how to educate in English, how to use English.
Right.
This is a very good project.
Mm. To go to the schools for young children.
When I come back to China, I will report to the give a suggestion to the Evelyn Institute and promote in education, learn and train professional English.
Mm.
It's not now in China, most of the institute or university learn English is popular English.
Mm. Yeah, so just the basic popular use, but not for business.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. And what do you think of the conference? Something new that you learned?
This conference about education and the revolution and. Mr. Chiu, yesterday, called for go to global.
Mm.
Everything is new for me.
Yeah. So really, you can see Brazil with large domestic business, but the association is saying we want to go global.
Yes.
Mm. So you think China can do the same?
Yeah, do the same. And I hope China Association can cooperate with BRASCON and do together and promote the from domestic market to the global market.